Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
For me, it's just having confidence in my ability and trusting myself and my teammates and the coaching that I'm getting. I feel like throughout the year, just being able to lean on my coaching and technique and just really have success in that area and just trusting each other.
I mean, actually, I think last year, nobody was kind of a harsh word for myself. I'd much rather say I know I'm a rookie, but, you know, just going into this year, you know, I'm going to play way more confidence, so going to go against a lot of good teams, a lot of good players, so I'm excited for it.
That's Roger Rosengarten, second year now. NFL starting right tackle for the Baltimore Ravens. Just talking about going in as a rookie, understanding that he had the growing pains. We saw the first game against Kansas City. He was like, oh my God, why is this guy even on the team? Chris Jones was annihilating him. And then as the season progressed, long year in the NFL, 17 games, he got better and better and better. And now he's confident that he goes into year two fully entrenched at right tackle. And who knows what the ceiling is, but Vinny, you've always said that question about strength.
Yep.
And we get a little bigger in the base, and I get a little stronger up in the core area. And based on OTAs, mini camp, and now a training camp starting, you know, rookies a week from today, 2 weeks, the vets report. How much has he grown?
He's gotten a lot bigger, which he needed to do, and he did. And confidence-wise, Bob, like he was saying there, just because of the way that he finished the season, playing well and playing against, you know, Watt and some, you know, although Watt had an ankle, but he still went one-on-one with him. And, you know, you got to gain confidence from that. And knowing that, hey, you know, my technique and everything got better. If I can just get stronger, and he is much thicker. Because I talked last year about it. He, you know, I'm pretty sure what I said, Bob, was, does Washington have a strength program? You know, I mean, because yeah. He looked that bad. You know, it's like, come on. You know, whereas like you saw Voorhees, and Voorhees had a man body, but he's a couple years older. And, you know, Rosengarten's body was kind of soft, and now body looking like, you know, close to like it's supposed to look. So he's done a very nice job, and I would imagine he'll be off and running this year. He'll be feeling pretty good. And you know what's going to be good is like when the Colts come to practice, you know, then he's going to get a real good look. And then when they play Washington, which they don't have any good rushers, he'll get a good look there. He should be dominant in those. But he should get some very good work. Like, Van Ooy should be able to give him some good work, you know, because he's such a veteran, experienced guy. I remember, Bob, when we took Chris Samuels, third pick of the draft, you know, and we had Bruce Smith. Bruce took Chris under his wing and was teaching him, here's what guys are going to try to do to you. And that helped Chris out a ton. And I'm sure, you know, they got Voorhees, they got Oway, you know, some veteran guys that'll be able to do that. I think one of the tougher competitions for him when they put the pads on is going to be Mike Green.
But you mentioned the Washington for Rosengarten.
Yep.
The last time we had seen him play in a competitive football game was the championship game, and he got housed.
Yes.
Yep. And then he comes in, struggles early his rookie season as the Ravens were remaking an offensive line that we talked about a year ago. This is the biggest question mark with the teams, the O-line.
Mm-hmm.
So how did he I don't want to say reinvent himself, but how did he adapt to life in the NFL where he became kind of a reliable guy? I mean, you get beat one-on-one, you get beat one-on-one, but I don't believe he had a ton of penalties or anything crazy like that.
Nope.
I mean, he was fundamentally sound. If you look at a Ravens game on a Sunday or whenever they're playing, like, what do you think of Roger Rosengarten? I think we're cool over at the right tackle position because of him, obviously.
Yeah, I think George Warhop did a hell of a job. And the thing is you got to give Roger credit, too, because what Joe Bugle always used to say, just give me, with O-line, give me smart, tough, and they got a chance. Smart and tough. He's smart, and he's tough, and he's athletic. You know, so he's got even more stuff to work with. He's very athletic, you know, which really gives him a chance because he can move his feet. The biggest problem with him was just anchor. Couldn't anchor. He had no ass. You know, he had a flat ass. You know, he needed a bubble.
Flat back, baby.
Yeah. He got an old lineman. When you see a good old lineman, he's got a bubble. A big bubble on his ass because then they got some thighs. Because you got to be able to put your foot in the ground and be able to anchor. And I could keep talking about that. You know, the national championship. Was it national championship? The Michigan game?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh, he got worn out. Oh, he got – it was embarrassing. You know, it was really – I even said to Harbs after the – I said, Harbs, did you watch a Michigan game? He said, yeah, I was kind of enjoying it. But then when we took Rosengarten, I looked at him, whoa. You know.
Now, so as we're competent – in Rosengarten, and he understanding, put the work into improve in areas he needed to improve upon. I mean, we don't know how good he's going to play. You got to wait for the season to start. Daniel Faalele, who we heard from in the opening of the show, this is a guy that was a Pro Bowl alternate last year. And Vinny, you had said on many occasions you weren't feeling old Daniel Faalele, and he comes in, takes over at right guard. Because Zeitler went to Detroit, and then he takes over, and again, like Rosengarten, by the end of the season, the right side of that line was no longer a weakness. It was actually somewhat of a strength, just like the entirety of the O-line was.
I think, Bob, the biggest thing with him is conditioning. You know, I mean, coming out of University of Minnesota, he was 6'8", 384. And I think he was probably that at camp. Because I remember talking to one of the coaches last year during training camp, Bob, and he says the problem with Faalele is he's good for one play. Then he's then he can't take it anymore. Now, the Heat's going to get him. And I saw, like, at OTA and minicamp practices, after their set of whatever, four plays or six plays, whatever the ones were, he was back there stretching. You know, he was down on his butt stretching, like lower back was sore. So what is that from? Is it from being heavy? And like the first OTA, he wasn't out there because he had to, I think, conditioning wise. Mm-hmm. So he's always had problems with the heat. So the biggest, and Bob, with big guys, man, it ain't easy, you know, to lug around 384 pounds when it's 90 degrees out there. And when they put the pads on, he's going to be sucking. So hopefully, I mean, I hope that he's like 365. I think that would be ideal for him to be 365, you know. So we'll see when he reports. But he's athletic. He can bend his knees. I remember at rookie minicamp, I remember standing there because it was indoors because it was raining outside. And they had the kids going over the hurdles, you know, like doing a hurdle thing. And he was like walking over the hurdles, Bob, and he could take his leg and just flip it over the hurdle. I'm going like, holy crap. He's athletic, you know. So he's got athleticism. And you know, he can pull and run a little bit, you know. So the big thing with him is going to be conditioning.
Two guys that came in as rookies looking to prove themselves, and here they sit a couple years into their respective careers as solid starters on an offensive line, which is expected to be one of the strengths of this Ravens team here in 2025. It's